pod, an Asian man who leaned against the wall, and gnarly on well. He was on his way to see the king. He'd led me through the streets of Persia talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached the bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to say, from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was one size or two. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. He said, if they could be like mine, the writings of the helping friendly book, and all the pressure only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness, said, I come from the land of doom, said, I come from the land of demons, from the land of the great rebel, but I never had going back there, and I couldn't if I tried, because I come from the land of lizards, and the lizards, they have died. Possess the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we came upon a raging river. He said we could swim it if we try. Saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered.